Tomorrow, today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. As always, thanks for stopping by. If you like what you hear, please take a moment to like, share, and subscribe to the show, as each of these helps others find the program. This show exists to be an encouragement to you, and we hope that it accomplishes that purpose. So make sure to check back next week, as we will have a special interview with Dakota Weatherly, the head baseball coach at Paragould High School in Paragould, Arkansas. You don't want to miss that. Finally, I'd love to hear from you. If you enjoy the show, or even better, if you have a name in mind for someone you think that I should have on the show, shoot me an email at prich01@yahoo.com. Again, that email address is prich01@yahoo.com. Today, as we continue through James, I want to look at the idea of tomorrow. It's amazing how relevant the Bible is. And I truly believe that James has something for us today that we need to take to heart. Our text is James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, which says this: "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is a sin." Now, James is talking about our plans for tomorrow. Now, any good coach plans well, and any good team follows that plan. James isn't calling us here to be unorganized. That isn't it at all. However, he calls upon us to recognize both the sovereignty of God and the value of today. By nature, most coaches tend to be control freaks on some level. And while we most certainly must be in control of our program, we must also recognize that God is in control of all things. How many of you said to your players, "Control what you can control"? I know I have. And yet we easily begin to focus on things that are beyond our control. Or even worse, we convince ourselves that we're in control of things that we simply are not in control of. I believe this to be James's point. While we're to be organized and have a plan, we must also recognize that nothing about our future is guaranteed. Nothing about our players' future is guaranteed. The only thing that is guaranteed is the moment that we have right now. As James points out, our life is a mist. That's simply a way to say that it doesn't last very long. And if that's the case, what are we doing with the time that we have been given? I truly believe that coaches who are in the profession for the right reason have been placed there by God for a purpose. However, if we spend all of our time focused on the future, we're in danger of missing the impactful moments that we have right before us today. There's a player or players on your team that you can impact today, coach. A student in your classroom that you can impact today. Don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. This is a lesson that our players need to learn, but we must do more than tell them. We must show them. When we begin to put off things or say, "Well, I'll just get that tomorrow," James points out that that's arrogance because we assume that we will get tomorrow. Now, we can't do everything today. That's not possible. But instead, we should begin to think, what can I do today? Who can I impact today? How much differently would our programs look if that was our approach? Coach, tomorrow is not guaranteed. In light of that, James tells us that whoever knows what is right to do and fails to do it, for him it is a sin. In other words, today is a gift. Are you maximizing that gift? Are you using it to impact those around you while you still can? Coach, you've been placed where you are for a purpose. And today, I want to encourage you to fulfill that purpose, to use your time intentionally. Coach, don't wait for tomorrow. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.